You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm joined by Ella from Old Mate Thursdays in Black Otago and Georgia from UniQ. We're talking about the Very Sexy Sex Quiz this morning. How are we doing, folks?
Doing great, thank you.
Doing awesome. Really excited to be here.
Ka pai, awesome. So first things first, what was the impetus for this sex quiz? And also, is it just about improving people's general knowledge about sex? Is that that's the goal?
Yeah, really bringing it, opening up conversations about sex. I feel like you can never go wrong with that, and it's something that's so important for tackling issues like Thursdays and Black Cares About, where we advocate against sexual violence. You have to open up those conversations, be really comfortable talking about the nitty gritty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also we just wanted to have an event that's just a lot of fun. I feel like sex is kind of a really fun thing for university students to kind of get amongst, and yeah, just a really good time.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. I feel like sometimes our generation can feel like it knows a bit more than it thinks it does. Mm-hmm. So this is a very, very cool opportunity.
Totally.
How did the collaboration between UniQ and Thursdays in Black Otago come about?
Yeah, so we met working at Te Whare Tawhito, the Sexual Violence Prevention Centre on campus, and me and my co-director Caitlin knew from pretty early on that we wanted to put on a sex quiz, and we thought it'd be so much fun to have a queer angle on that and really bring attention to the different sexualities and aspects of sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so start of the year, Ella sat me down and was like, I am really keen to do a sex quiz collab with UniQ. How would you be keen about that? And I was like, absolutely. So it's kind of been in the works ever since then.
Oh, mean. Yeah. So it sounds like it's been in the works for like, what, a couple months?
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And the venue is Awahi Ora, which is the cafe on campus. Was it very hard to book that out?
No, it was pretty easy, actually. Pretty simple. A little form online, and they've been really, really helpful with everything since. Yeah, we're really excited because it's going to be alcohol-friendly in the space and fries and things on the night, and they've been really good about the performers and things, so it's been great.
Mean. Now, you know, it's a quiz. Most quiz nights have categories. Mm-hmm. The good ones do. what categories can we expect?
Yeah, so a couple of the ones that we're willing to share is we've got history of sex, we've got pop culture round, we've got a queer sex round, mm-hmm. a kicks and fetishes round, and then also we are very lucky to have Eleanor from Te Whare Tawhito come in, and she's going to run around as well.
Mean. Awesome. So that's like, what, five categories? Five or six?
There's
I've
eight.
Got more than that. Eight. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm totally
three
off.
Three secret ones for the night. Yes.
Oh, cool. Okay, mean. What's the knowledge level that's going to be brought here? Is it all ranging? Is it quite intermediate? Is it, yeah, well, what's the go?
Yeah, it's kind of a range of knowledge, and also we've got a range of like how questions are set up as well. So it's multi-choice, but also if you some of the harder or easier in some cases questions, it's write your own answer in. So it's very much some general knowledge, some more like fun facts you're going to learn on the night.
Cool.
Yeah, some tricky ones and some easy ones, we hope. Some anatomy ones, study up.
Oh, gosh. Just takes me back to like looking at those gross biology diagrams in high school.
Yeah.
It's so confronting.
Hopefully it'll be less so.
Yeah. Don't like looking at the insides, eh? So what are some of the current prizes that we're working with for this quiz night here? There's a raffle. There's a raffle involved. There's some sex toys to be given away.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, so how we've got it set up is we've got first, second, third prizes, and not to be biased, they're kind of crazy. For literally in just the first prize itself, we've got 21 different items, which includes a homemade crochet pillow from Krusty Crochet. We have a beautiful resin painting done by Marth at Subconscious Studios, a bunch of different vouchers, some earrings from Dirty Rat and Finders Keepers, a bunch of different stuff. So first, second, third, kind of a range of things there.
Mm-hmm.
And then for our raffles, they're split up into three categories. We have like a date night experience one with some really cool vouchers, including one double pass for a burlesque show happening on August 3rd in Dunedin, a woof voucher, which is really cool.
Hell yeah.
We also have like an aftercare self-care package, which got some awesome hair care things, some free haircuts, and then a sex-based package, which includes Satisfy Pro.
Yes. Wow.
It's pretty crazy.
They're like the iPhones of sex toys, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we have like a bunch of peaches and cream vouchers and like over $200 worth of vouchers in the first prize place alone. So we're really, really lucky that people donated so many wonderful things to us.
That's awesome. A big community coming around over a very important thing.
Totally.
And I hear that the proceeds from the night are going to two different not-for-profits. Can you speak about those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Thursdays in Black are currently fundraising towards our What I Was Wearing exhibition, which really tries to break down the prejudice against like the perfect victim and that sexual violence can happen to anyone in any setting. And it's pretty confronting, and we're really hoping to give it lots of justice and really empower survivors and their stories within our community. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, we're raising money to get the exhibition boards and really make that space very unique and special.
Cool. And for UniQ, I hear there's another separate charity going on.
Yes, yeah. So what we're aiming to do at the moment to get off the ground is a gender-affirming wardrobe for our trans whānau at the university, and because a lot of the gender-affirming care stuff like binders, tucking panties, packers are really expensive. They're not local, and that's hard for anyone, but especially hard for students to be able to get those sort of care. So what we're aiming to do is to have a bunch here on campus and able to subsidise for students, make it really easy to access them for our trans students. So yeah, we're aiming to get off the ground, and all the money from UniQ side will go towards that.
Awesome. Two very good causes there. Just bringing it back to the sex night as well, I hear that there's some speakers, some performers.
Yes.
Who are these people?
Yeah, we're so lucky to have local drag artist Anarchy coming in to host, MC, and perform as well. We're so, so excited to have her on board.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the Otago Sexy Tech coming in and doing a guest performance and the intermission. They're so much fun, and we're really, really excited. And obviously Te Whare Tawharo is coming in to host a round as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, we had the Sexy Tech on, or two people from the Sexy Tech on last week, to talk about the comedy night that's happening tomorrow. Very much looking forward to it. Did you guys go to Capping Show this year?
Yes.
Yes. Yep. They did a stunning job.
Yes.
They did a stunning job.
I didn't get a chance to, but I've seen other years there. They're awesome.
Yeah. Oh, mate. Oh, this Capping Show was like top tier, like S tier Capping Show, I think. Where can people buy tickets for this quiz night?
Yeah, so we have a Google form that's in the links of both of our Instagram bios, so at Thursdays in Black Otago and at
uniq.otago.
Yeah, and you can find those there. Currently, standard pricing applies. So it's $40 for a team of six plus fries on the night, or $8 per individual ticket. So you can sign up as a team, you can sign up as an individual, and we can put you in a team. We have a couple of those running.
Mm-hmm.
And there's prizes also to be won for best team name and best dressed on the night as well.
Sick. Yeah, I think there's going to be some really amazing team names there.
Yes.
You'll have to report back with the best ones. Is there anything else you'd like to leave the people with message-wise?
No, I just think come along. It'll be really fun. Hopefully you'll learn a lot of things, and you're supporting some really good causes.
Mean. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming on. We're going to talk about your requests that both of you requested. So, Georgia,
yes.
You requested Red Wine Supernova by Chapel Roan.
I sure did. I think, first of all, Chapel Roan, amazing artist.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely so glad that she's popping off at the moment. She's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Chose the song specifically because she's a queer girly, so very fits the brand. And also, in the bridge of the song, she's got the line, which my flatmates always make fun of me for saying that I love this line. But the line, "I heard you like magic, I've got a wand and a rabbit," I think it's just fantastic. So fitting for a sex quiz. Beautiful line. Big fan.
Hell yeah. And Ella, your one was Guest by Charlie XCX, which is on the bonus or deluxe version of Brat.
Brat, one of my favourite albums of the year. Mm-hmm. So good. Mm-hmm. And you should come along to our quiz night and guess.
Yes. Good point. Well, thank you very much for joining me. Let's get right into Red Wine Supernova. This is the breakfast program. It's 9:26. Here's Chapel Roan. Enjoy. She was a playboy, Bridget Bardot. She showed me things I didn't know. She did it right there out on the
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.